I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians make up 1% of Pakistan, a Muslim-majority nation. Now, they're often forced into menial labor, mistreated, as well as denied justice. But God is moving to raise more leaders among them and for them. Fadi Sharia says the MENA Leadership Center is prayerfully building a network with local Christians.
And we're working with them to provide a training program that they have a need for in Pakistan.
Together, they've recognized the next generation is their target. Emerging leaders need mentorship in spiritual leadership, organizational management, and much more.
Please pray for discernment and wisdom, how to approach those opportunities. Very important that we are with the right people.
Ask God to stoke gospel zeal in the Pakistani church, even as they're persecuted. And Syria and Jordan are pledging cooperation on topics ranging from border security to energy supply as Christians in both countries remain uncertain of their future. Samuel from Redemptive Stories says among Syrian Christians, there's widespread concern over the new leader's history with ISIS and al-Qaeda, but Ahmed al-Sharaa has pledged peace with Christians.
And I think they have to because of the realities of the needs that they have to rebuild the country. They need international investment, and that's not going to happen if they go too Islamic.
Despite this, doubt remains.
The question is, how long will they hold that line before they rebuild things? You know, when the country is back on its own two feet, will they then take another turn?
Regardless of direction, Samuel hopes reconciliation ministry will be a springboard for true forgiveness among warring groups. Please pray the people in Jordan and Syria would respond to these efforts. And find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.